I have been using Craigslist for years. I've used it for anything from buying and selling items to looking for jobs and getting free stuff. I have never once had a bad experience. That is, until last week. I was looking for somebody to help me move because I was changing apartments. It was only about a 2-hour move, but I still needed help because of all of my furniture. I found a really good deal, which was a couple of guys that had a truck and said they could move your stuff anywhere for a flat fee, depending on the length of the move. I contacted them and they got back fairly quickly with the rates. I was happy with it, and we made the agreement that they would come on the day of the move to help me. When my moving day came, I packed up all my stuff in boxes aside from my large furniture and waited for them to show up. They came right on time and in an old beat-up truck. It had no logo on it or anything, but I didn't care as long as they got the job done. It was two guys named Dan and Tom. They introduced themselves to me and we got to work. They weren't the friendliest, but they seemed like decent guys and they had everything in the truck within 30 minutes. I put some things into my car as well and we drove separately to my new apartment. Once we got there, they got everything unloaded to my new place, and as far as I was concerned, it was a job well done. But when I went to my car to get the last of my stuff, I came inside to see Tom looking through one of my boxes. As soon as I saw him, he stopped as if he didn't want me to see. I asked him what he was doing, and he told me in a nervous voice that the box looked like it was too weak and it was going to collapse. At that point, these guys were starting to sketch me out, so I decided to let them know that they could leave now. I had paid them earlier through an app, and I told them that the job was done and they could go. They said bye to me, shook my hand, and left. Then I started the long job of unpacking. I got a lot done, but still had some boxes to go through. When it got to be about 11 o'clock at night, I got very sleepy. I decided to go to bed, and I slept like a baby after the long day. I woke up a few hours later, in the middle of the night, to hear some noises inside my apartment. It was pitch black, and my eyes needed to adjust, but I thought I saw one of the boxes outside my room moving. At first, I thought it might have been a mouse, and I was thinking about going back to sleep, but then I thought I heard a man's voice speaking quietly. I didn't know what to do, if I should pretend to be sleeping or if I should confront whoever was out there. I wanted to call the police, but I didn't want the man outside my room to hear me. Then everything went quiet. I waited for a couple of minutes, and then I sat up in my bed and looked out my doorway. But what I saw when I did was the face of Dan, who was one of the movers, peek around the corner and look directly at me. Then his face disappeared. I didn't know what to do, so I screamed that I was calling the police and that I had a gun. I really didn't have one, but I just wanted to scare them off. It ended up working, and I heard loud footsteps and the men leaving. I called the police, and I also went to Craigslist to get screenshots of their ad. However, it had already been taken down. I gave the police all of their information that I could remember. Who knows if Dan and Tom were their actual names or not. It turns out when they were in my house, one of them unlocked a window and opened it slightly enough that it wasn't noticeable, but that they could sneak in through. I'm going to be careful when using Craigslist from now on, so nothing like this ever happens again. A few years ago, I was a girl in my freshman year of high school. I wanted to make some extra money aside from my job of babysitting, so I looked on Craigslist for jobs. I found a job for cleaning houses, and it seemed like the best one for me, because it was something that I could do, and it didn't require me to be 16, because I was just 14 years old at the time. I responded to the ad, and a man who said his name was Joe got back to me. He asked me a little bit about myself, and after answering his questions, he said I could have the job. I was pretty excited to be earning the extra money, and a couple of days later, I started. The man gave me an address, and my mother dropped me off there. It was a pretty normal-looking house in a normal neighborhood. But when I got to the front door, it had a sign on it that said, "Go around back." I went to the back to see a man who I assumed was Joe. He came up and introduced himself to me. Then he told me that this was not the house I would be cleaning, and we walked about 3 blocks until we arrived at another house. This seemed kind of weird to me, but I just shrugged it off. He invited me inside and then started giving me instructions on what to clean. After he was done explaining things to me, he said he would be in his office and went downstairs. I cleaned for a little while and everything was going well. I wanted to open a window to get some fresh air, but when I tried, the window was locked. Then I tried another one, and that was locked as well. I cleaned a little bit more, but I still wanted some fresh air, so I decided to step outside for a minute. But when I tried the front door, it seemed to be locked from the outside. Joe's office was downstairs, so I knocked on the door to the basement, but there was no answer. I tried the door and it was locked. I started to feel uncomfortable and thinking of all the possibilities that could be happening of why Joe kept the doors and windows locked. I tried my best not to think about it, but I couldn't get the bad thoughts out of my head. I didn't even care about the job anymore. I just wanted to leave at this point. I walked all around the house trying to find an exit. The back door was also locked. I kept looking. I looked at one of the larger windows, but then I saw something. When I got closer, I could see that there was a tiny camera pointed at me. Then I heard the basement door open. Joe started calling my name. He asked me what I was doing. I couldn't find a place to hide quickly, so I decided to play dumb. I walked back over to Joe and said that I was just cleaning. He said in a nervous voice that it didn't seem like I was. He began to walk a little closer to me, and then he said I needed to come with him. As soon as he said that, I ran past him as fast as I could and into his basement. I shut the door and locked it. Then I ran downstairs. What I saw down there was 2 computer monitors on a desk with camera angles displaying every room in the house, including the bathroom. Then I heard a key turning the lock to the basement door. I ran to a bathroom downstairs and locked that door and called the police. I heard Joe coming down the stairs. It didn't take long before he got to the bathroom. He started pounding on the door. Luckily for me, he did not seem to have a key to this room, but I knew he would probably be capable of busting down the door. There was a window leading to outside at the top of the bathroom, so I stood on top of the toilet and tried to open it. This one was not locked. I climbed out of it as I heard Joe continuing to pound on the bathroom door. I got out and ran as fast as I could to a neighbor's house and banged on their door. An old lady answered and let me in when she saw how I was in a panic. We waited there for the police to show up, but unfortunately when they did, Joe was gone. I showed the Craigslist ad to the police and the text messages with Joe. They were able to track him down and catch him about a week later. I feel very lucky that I was able to escape his house. Last summer, I was in the market for a lawnmower because mine broke down. I looked for a new one on Craigslist because I had used it in the past and I knew it would be much cheaper than purchasing a new one from the store. I looked for several days before a listing showed up that seemed almost too good to be true. I responded to it immediately. I got a response back rather quickly. They asked me almost right away if I wanted to look at it later that day. I had not expected this, but I thought why not and decided to go take a look. They gave me an address which was about 30 minutes away. I arrived at around 7 p.m. The house was at the end of a cul-de-sac. I texted them that I was there. About 30 seconds later, a man who looked pretty friendly approached my car. I got out and shook his hand. He told me that the lawnmower was in his shed behind his house and said to follow him. We walked behind his house, and about 50 yards behind it was his shed. The shed was pretty small and rather dark. As soon as we reached it, the man told me to go ahead inside and he would get the light. As soon as I stepped inside, though, I felt the man shove me from behind and then shut the door behind me. When I got to my feet, I was alone in the dark shed. I tried the doors, but of course it was locked. I pulled out my phone to call the police, but I had no signal. Instead, I used it as a flashlight to look around the shed. There wasn't even a lawnmower inside. It was pretty empty, in fact. A window had been covered with bars and boarded up. I went banging from wall to wall for quite some time, but had no success at all. Then I looked around for any kinds of weapons I could use to try to escape, but the best thing I could find was an old piece of wood. The entire shed was probably 15 feet by 20 feet. I sat there thinking of what I should do. I remained in there for about an hour before I heard footsteps coming to the shed. I knew this would be my best chance to try to escape. I got ready for the doors to open. As soon as they did, I saw the man from before walking in. I wasted no time in charging him and hitting him in the face with my old piece of wood that I had found. Then I pushed the man over and ran as fast as I could past him. As I was running, I had reached his house when I heard a gunshot. I ran even faster, got to my truck, and sped off as fast as I could. I had no idea that the man was armed. It makes it even scarier for me looking back. When I got home, I reported everything, but the man was long gone when police arrived. I ended up buying a lawnmower on Craigslist after all, but I was a little more careful. I am a female. A couple of years ago, when I was in high school, I was looking for a new car to buy on Craigslist. I was kind of picky in what I wanted, so I was constantly refreshing pages to see the new listings. One day when I was bored in school, I decided to look around the rest of Craigslist for fun. I saw the missed connections section and wanted to see the crazy things people were posting there. The third result said, "Blonde girl, can we meet already?" I clicked it and expected to get a laugh, but instead, I got completely freaked out. The ad was describing a girl that this person had been seemingly stalking, but the person they described sounded just like me. They talked about seeing them walk down certain streets that I walked down and certain stores that I had been to at the same days. I screenshotted the post and showed it to a couple of my friends. They all agreed with me that it seemed pretty disturbing and it seemed like me that they were describing. I thought maybe it was a prank, but when I asked all my friends, they all said no. Over the next few days, I started feeling uncomfortable everywhere I went. I was paying close attention to my surroundings. When I was driving home from school one day, I noticed a car driving behind me. It followed me all the way to my house and then drove past. I don't know if it was a coincidence or not, but it got me pretty creeped out. I was debating telling my parents about the ad, but I still wasn't for sure that it was me they were describing, and I didn't want to scare them. A few more days went by, and nothing happened that I noticed, until one of my friends sent me a screenshot of another post that was made on Craigslist. The person in the post described me leaving school on the last Thursday and also described to a T what I had been wearing. Now I knew that it was me for sure they were talking about, but I just couldn't figure out who would do something like this. That night, I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep. I was starting to drift off when I heard a noise come from outside my window in the bushes. I looked up and saw a man holding a camera outside my window. I screamed as soon as I saw it. Then I saw a flash come from the camera and the man run away. I didn't get a very good look at him at all. My dad came rushing into the room a few moments later. When he did, I explained everything to him. We went to the police the next day. No other posts were made and nothing else happened, but unfortunately, they were never able to find out who was responsible.